理课堂听 class.com。
When Juliet heard what had happened, she was terribly upset, frightened, and extremely angry. She was angry that Romeo had killed her cousin, and now she couldn't see him anymore, and they had just been married. At first, Juliet could not decide between her love and her anger. She did not know whether to hate Romeo or love him, but soon love won, and Juliet cried tears of joy and sadness.
I am so glad that Romeo lives, when Tybalt might have killed him. But when will I see him again?
Meanwhile, Romeo had gone to Friar Lawrence's house to hide. For Romeo, the prince's punishment was more terrible than death. How would he see Juliet? To Romeo, there was no world outside of Verona, no life without Juliet. Heaven was where Juliet was. Hell was everywhere else. Romeo shouted and tore his hair. He talked about killing himself. Fortunately, however, Romeo's shouting stopped when a messenger brought him a letter from Juliet. The good Friar Lawrence took this opportunity to urge Romeo. You have killed Tybalt. Now you want to kill yourself, too? How selfish and ridiculous! You are alive, and Juliet is alive, too. She has become your dear lady. How can you think of dying? What would happen to her? Be courageous like a man should be. You should be thinking about your and Juliet's future. When Romeo was a little calmer, Friar Lawrence made a plan. He said that Romeo should go to the town of Mantua and hide for a while. The friar would stay in Verona and speak to the lovers' families. He would tell them the truth.
Perhaps when the lords learn of this marriage, they will end their quarrel, he said.
Go to Juliet tonight. Tomorrow, go to Mantua and wait for my message. That night, Romeo went to find Juliet in secret. They spent the night together in Juliet's bedroom. They were very happy, but also sad. The next day, they would separate. They did not know when they'd see each other again. The morning arrived too soon. Romeo said goodbye to Juliet with a sad heart. He promised to write her letters every day. He climbed down the wall and stood staring up at Juliet. Juliet's mind was very afraid.
I am afraid. To my eyes, you look like one who has died,
she cried. Romeo also felt afraid. If anyone saw him, he would be in serious trouble. He quickly left. This was only the beginning of the lovers' terrible tragedy. Romeo had only been gone from Verona for a few days when the trouble began. Juliet's father decided that Juliet should marry a man named Paris. Her father did not know that his young daughter was already married. Paris was a young, noble, and handsome man. Juliet might have liked him very much if she had never met Romeo, but now she could love no one else. Juliet was very afraid. She tried to persuade Lord Capulet that she was too young to marry. She said that her cousin Tybalt's death had made her sad and ill. She couldn't marry anyone now. It would be terrible for the Capulets to celebrate a marriage so soon after Tybalt's death. Juliet gave her father every reason why she couldn't marry Paris, but the true one. But Lord Capulet would not listen.
You will marry Paris on Thursday, which is in 2 days, he said firmly.
He ordered Juliet to get ready for the wedding. Juliet didn't know what to do. She decided to go and talk to Friar Lawrence. Perhaps he could help her make a plan. After they had talked a while about the terrible situation, Friar Lawrence had an idea.
Lady Juliet, I think I can help you, but this plan is very strange. You must have courage.
I would die rather than marry Paris. My own Romeo is waiting for me. I am not afraid,
said Juliet.
Then here is what you must do. Go home and pretend to be happy. Tell your father you will marry Paris. Tomorrow night is the night before your marriage to Paris. You must drink this bottle of medicine which I am giving you. When you drink this medicine, you will fall asleep for almost 2 days. You will appear cold and dead. When they find you on Thursday morning, they will think you are dead. Then your family will take you to be buried in the family tombs. Now, Lady Juliet, if you will do this and not be afraid, then when you wake up, Romeo will be with you. I will tell Romeo of our plan. Romeo will come to the family tomb in the night. When you wake up, he will take you to Mantua. Juliet agreed to this plan. The friar gave her the medicine. When Juliet left the friar's house, she met with Paris. She agreed to marry him in 2 days. This news made Lord and Lady Capulet very happy. Everyone was busy getting ready for the wedding. There would be feasting, dancing, and music. On Wednesday night, Juliet took out the bottle. She felt a little afraid. What if the friar had given her poison? What if she woke up before Romeo came? Then she would be alone in the dark, cold tomb of the Capulet family. She would be surrounded by dead Capulets. Bloody Tybalt would be there. But her love for Romeo gave her courage. Juliet drank the liquid, and the next morning, when Paris came to find her, she appeared to be dead. Paris was, of course, very upset, but his feelings were little compared to Juliet's parents. Juliet was their only child. Now, instead of a wedding, they were having a funeral. Meanwhile, the friar had written a letter to Romeo, which said, "When you hear of Juliet's death, do not be sad. She is living. I have given her some sleeping medicine. The funeral is not real. Your lady will lay in the tomb for only a short time. You must go to her and take her to Mantua." Unfortunately, bad news always travels faster than good. Romeo heard that his Juliet had died before the friar's letter reached him. Romeo immediately prepared to return to Verona with one of his servants. He wanted to see his wife in her tomb. Romeo was so unhappy he wanted to die. On the way to Verona, he stopped at a medicine shop and bought some poison. He decided to kill himself, so he and Juliet would be together. So Romeo returned to Verona to see the dead Juliet, or so he thought. "After I have kissed her cold lips, I will die too," he thought. "Then we will be buried together." At midnight, Romeo arrived at the church of Verona. There were many tombs surrounding it. The largest was the Capulet's tomb. Romeo had a light with him and a spade and wrenching iron. He would use the tool to open the door of the tomb. As Romeo was doing this, he was interrupted by a shout. "Horrible Montague!" someone cried. This was the young man, Paris. He had come to Juliet's tomb to put flowers on her grave. He saw Romeo and knew he was a Montague. Paris did not know why Romeo was there. He only knew that Romeo was the enemy of the Capulet family. "Have you come here to disturb this lady's body, you criminal?" said Paris angrily. "Go away, I warn you. I killed Tybalt, and I will kill you too," said Romeo coldly. Paris attacked Romeo, but Romeo was a good fighter. He killed Paris quickly and easily. Then he broke into Juliet's tomb. There she lay. She looked fresh and beautiful. Death has no power over her. "Her cheeks are as pink as roses," Romeo whispered. Next to Juliet's body lay the dead Tybalt. Romeo now felt sorry for Tybalt's death. "Cousin Tybalt, do not be angry. I am about to do you good by killing your enemy, myself," said Romeo. Then Romeo kissed Juliet's cold lips and drank the poison he had bought. A minute later, he was dead. He never knew that Juliet was alive.
The good priest, Friar Lawrence, learned that his letter hadn't reached Romeo. He came to the tomb to find Juliet. The friar saw a light burning in the Capulet's tomb. Then he saw the open door, and then the bodies of Romeo and Paris. Before the friar had time to think, Juliet woke up. She saw the friar standing there. Then she realized where she was and why she was there.
"Where is Romeo?"
she asked the friar. But the friar only said, "Lady Juliet, you must come out of there. Something terrible has happened." But before he could explain, the friar heard a noise. Someone was coming. Very afraid, he ran away. Now Juliet saw Romeo lying dead on the ground. The cup of poison was in his hands. She quickly guessed that he had killed himself.
"I would drink this poison too, if there was any left,"
she said.
"I will kiss your lips. Perhaps there is some poison there,"
she said to Romeo. Then Juliet saw Romeo's knife. Quickly, she grabbed the knife and pushed it into her chest. She died by her lover Romeo's side. Then many people came running. Someone had seen Paris and Romeo fighting and gone to find some soldiers. Soon, everyone in the town of Verona knew something was happening at the Capulet's tomb.
"Who is dead? Who is alive? Paris? Romeo? Juliet?"
everyone said. Soon all the noises woke up the Lord Capulet and the Lord Montague. When these two reached the graveyard, they saw a terrible sight. Romeo and Juliet lay next to each other, both dead. Then the friar who had returned told Lord Capulet and Lord Montague the whole sad story. He told them how Romeo and Juliet had met, fallen in love, and secretly married.
"I was glad for this marriage. I was going to tell you about it, hoping that your quarrel would end," said the friar sadly. "But before I could do so, Lord Capulet tried to make Juliet marry Paris. So Juliet and I created a plan where Romeo would find her and take her to Mantua. But the plan failed. My letter to Romeo was late. I do not know why. Now they are both really and truly dead. As for Paris, I do not know why he also is here," he said sadly. One of Paris's servants then came forward. He explained that Romeo and Paris had fought, and Romeo had killed Paris. Then a servant of Romeo's explained that Romeo had written his parents a letter. The letter was only to be delivered if Romeo died. Romeo had written that he was sorry to cause his parents pain, but his love, Juliet, had died, so he wanted to die too. Fortunately for the Friar Lawrence, the Capulets and Montagues decided that he was not to blame for these sad deaths. Meanwhile, the Prince of Verona had arrived.
"Lord Capulet and Lord Montague, do you see what has happened now because of your quarrel? Both your children are dead. Dead because of love. God has punished you for your hatred, using the love of your children for each other." These two lords agreed to end the long hatred between their families.
"We will be like brothers from now on," they said sadly. Lord Montague said, "Brother Capulet, I will build a statue of your true and loyal daughter, Juliet. No lady will be more respected than she."
"I also will build a statue. It will be a statue of your son Romeo. He loved my daughter so much that he died rather than live without Juliet," said Lord Capulet sadly. So these two poor old men became friends again. The town of Verona was peaceful once again, but the price that these families paid for peace and friendship, the lives of their children, was too terrible. The lords could only hope that these lovers were together in heaven.